College graduates, class of 2020, you are graduating into what today became an official recession, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, as if you didn't know that before. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And we've been hearing the story. 70% of companies have canceled internships. One in five of those companies are considering rescinding offers they've already made to members of the class of 2020. This according to the National Association of Colleges and Employers. You know, tell us a little more about what grads are facing.
Well, I feel terrible. And again, this is just the bad luck of graduating into a recession. So we know from last Friday that the broad unemployment rate, and I'm going to use the broad rate because I think the headline number kind of misses a lot of people, but about 21% unemployment rate is what we're facing right now with about 20 million Americans sidelined. And, you know, if you think back, turn the clock back to, let's say, January or February, this was going to be a great job market for the class of 2020. We were at a 50-year low in the unemployment rate. And there were companies that were like going for bidding wars with these young students. And now that has tide has turned. So we know this is simply bad luck. It's going to be a long slog for these young graduates to get jobs.
And what can we learn? I mean, this is a unique time in American history. But what can we learn from what happened to the class of 2008 or 2009? They also graduated into recession.
Well, the New York Federal Reserve Bank actually did a good long study of the young graduates who came into the workforce in 2008 and 2009. And what was found was something quite interesting. First of all, it's clear that we saw many of these kids, I say kids, sorry, but you know, that's how they are to me. They suffered from underemployment, meaning that they took jobs that were basically not utilizing their degrees. So normally, let's say about a third of kids say are underemployed. That moved up to 46%. But what we also know is that those younger people who graduate into a recession tend to have a 10-year time horizon before they can basically get back to where they would have been compared to those who were graduating into a decent economy. And the losses in terms of wages, it's about 9% of annual earnings in the first 5 years, and then that goes to about half. But it takes 10 whole years to kind of get back on pace.
Yeah. Well, so what should grads do? Or high school grads, too, who might have been looking at college and now college is online, that comes with debt. Should people start taking one of those years where maybe you go off and volunteer? There's lots of need across the country, or just leap at the first offer that comes, even though it has nothing to do with what you plan? What should they do?
I think if you're lucky enough to get a paid position, you should take it. And you will learn something. Even if it's the most rotten job in the world, you'll be able to tell your friends, that was the most rotten job I had in the world, and you made money doing it. It doesn't really matter. I think for a lot of people, they are going to have to go that volunteer route because, again, you are now competing with millions of other Americans who are probably a little older, wiser, and might have more experience than you, and they will take any opening that they can find as well. So I think taking any job is great. You can't find a job. You go to a nonprofit. You raise your hand. You say, do you need me on a project? Is there something I can put on my resume? Here's the good news. Any future employer will understand that you're out of work during this period of time.
Right. And parents, you might have to have a discussion with your kids about maybe you're supporting those grads a little bit longer. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Great to be with you.